Welcome. You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. May God help you to rightly understand and eternally benefit.
Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you in these turbulent days of our America from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The theme for this day's message is how to remain God's people in the middle of a crooked and perverted society. And these verses from Philippians 2, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you will be blameless and innocent, God's children without blame in a generation of crooked and perverse people, as you cling to the word of life. Greetings in the name of our non-compromising God to you, his people, who he also expects to be non-compromising, because he said, either you are for me or you are against me, and there is no middle ground. Well, here I am again with a hard-hitting sermon. Why? Because I do not want to stand on Judgment Day before the Chief Justice of Heaven's Supreme Court of Courts and to have him accuse me of not warning my hearers of things of which the Bible very clearly speaks. And with that in mind, I don't care if people like what I say or not, as long as it is in total harmony with Scripture, because I am interested in my immortal soul, and I am interested in your immortal souls. And so I enter the pulpit today with God's law and gospel politics, an application to the political scene in America and of the world today. Now, to your surprise, you may not realize that the Bible is about politics from one end to the other. In addition to God's plan to have his son die for you and me at Calvary, Jesus was crucified because of politics. Pilate said, crucify him, because he wanted to save his own political job. The Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes knew that Jesus was getting very, very popular, and their political jobs in the temple were being threatened. So they cried as a crowd and stirred up the people to say, crucify him. Of course, it all started back in the Garden of Eden, did it not? When the first two presidential candidates went head to head for a history-long campaign and struggle seeking the approval of Earth's voters. And from the beginning, it was a struggle to control the minds of human beings. Yes, that first campaign was between Satan and God, and Adam and Eve cast their votes for the wrong candidate. And since wrong decisions have bad consequences, Adam and Eve and you and me, their children, have suffered those consequences called suffering and death. But thanks be to God that the losing candidate, God, was a merciful loser. And he loved his human opponents in spite of their bad decisions and sent his son Jesus to wipe away their sins. Today, I wish to cover four biblical topics pertinent to our upcoming national election. I want to talk about one man, one woman marriage versus LGBTQ, For those who don't know what that means, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer. That topic. Second, we will deal with the abortion issue, pro-life versus pro-choice. And we're going to then talk about the law and order issue versus chaos in the streets. And then finally, liberty versus socialism and communism. There is a sheet inside your bulletins today that have Bible passages on them. One of them will be out of order. As you prepare the sermon, you wish you would have sent it into the office in a different rotation, but you can and should follow along with those passages. The first one, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Ignorance, lack of knowledge, destroys my people. And boy, is there a lot of lack of knowledge and ignorance out there. I saw on Facebook yesterday the woman who wrote, "I will never vote for him for president because he has broken all 10 commandments." Someone responded and said, "When you walk on water, we'll listen to your advice." And then there's the LGBTQ thing at Christmas. Oh, you know Hallmark Channel, right? The lovey-dovey, the crisis of dating, and then the happy ending, always like the old Doris Day movies, right? Well, this year they're featuring a homosexual couple falling in love on Hallmark for all of you to tune out. Let's hear what God has to say about homosexuality, this topic, and many other things also. Paul writes for God and says, "Oh, do you not know that wicked people will not be heirs of the kingdom of God? Do not be misled about this. Nobody who lives in sexual sin or worships idols, no adulterers, or people used by homosexuals or homosexuals themselves." Well, let me stop for a moment and say, Jesus also died for the sin of homosexuality. And any homosexual that is repentant will go to heaven. But any that are not will not enter the kingdom, as will not those who steal, are greedy, get drunk. Are you following along on the passage? Slander or rob, they will not be heirs of the kingdom of God. Some of you, Paul says to his congregation, used to do these things, but you have been washed, that is by baptism. You have been made holy by faith. You have been justified, that is declared righteous by the crucifixion of Jesus and his conquering death, saying it is finished. And you have been justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of our God who works faith in you. And then we go back to Romans 1, of which a good portion of the chapter is against men marrying men and women marrying women, the whole subject before us here. And Paul says, although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only continue to do them, but approve of others who do them. And so in the upcoming election, if you vote for those who approve of God's non-approach to life, then you are approving of it, and you stand condemned by the last verse of Romans chapter 1. Namely, verse 32. And I want to say something about this whole Sodom and Gomorrah thing. You better go back and read Genesis 19. God is not happy with what is going on. And you will remember that the Biden team has said that if they win, Pete Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, will be part of the transition team. And he's an outspoken homosexual. Quite different from the end of Philippians, where Paul says, oh, Christians have already invaded the palace of Caesar. And it may be that soon someone will be invading from the LGBTQ approach into the hierarchy of America. Of course, South Bend also moves us into the second topic, correct? Abortion. Well, let's read what God has to say about this issue. I now go to the sheet, the one that's out of order, Ezekiel 18. Follow along, please. God says, I will judge every one of you according to his deeds, Israel, says the Lord. Come back. In other words, repent. Turn away from your wrongs, or your sin will ruin you. Get rid of all your wrongs you have done, and get yourselves a new heart, and I'll add new spirit. Why should you die, Israel? I do not want anybody to die, says the Lord. Turn, repent then, and live. The ongoing crime of abortion. As I was preparing the sermon, I thought of something I've never heard anybody say before. You know, when we abort those little babies out of an American woman's womb, aren't you aborting an American citizen? And remember what communism will do, we'll get to that topic later, they will abort you when you are older, as they did in World War II. You know, talking about this whole abortion thing, isn't it sad that we're yelling, Black Lives Matter, blacks are important, and then realize, racial-wise, there are more black babies aborted in America than any other race. What a contradiction. And then I think of the whole Supreme Court thing on abortion. Why is the new nominee for the Supreme Court going to be attacked even more than Kavanaugh was? Oh, it's South Bend again. She was a law professor at Notre Dame. And the faculty is very glad that she has been nominated because she was a woman who three times during her professorship was voted most popular professor. You know anything about her, or are you ignorant about it? Seven children she has, five healthy, two more healthy that she adopted from Haiti, and one baby that has Down syndrome. I suppose they're older children now, not just little kids, but she used to go, even while she was a circuit judge, Halloweening with them. Of course, they will attack her because that will tip the Supreme Court into a pro-life against pro-choice agenda, and that cannot go. And so the party, if elected, among their things they will do in the first 100 days, besides getting rid of the Electoral College, and then you won't even have to worry about going voting in Ohio because New York and California will control the entire thing. Among those things that are going to be done is that what? They will increase the Supreme Court to 15 people so that they have the majority in order to vote abortion back into the entire climate. We are in very, very dangerous times. And if the Christians don't stand for God, they will fall to a new America. And back to South Bend, this time to Lou Holtz, the famous Fighting Irish Notre Dame football coach of the past, who even had one totally undefeated season during his football career at Notre Dame. And he has gotten censored. Why? Because he had the guts to come out and say that Biden is a Roman Catholic in name only. They censored him for that. They said you should not judge. And yet Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. And I know some of you are under the opinion that people should not judge from Matthew 7. But you need to read the context. It says, do not judge, but first get the log out of your own eye so that you can work on the sawdust in the other guy's eye. And so God says, we as Christians need to know what we are doing, that we are in tune with God and not in tune with Satan. We go on to our third topic, law and order. Very simple to handle, because in Psalm 25, which we chanted verses 8 and 10, we chanted this morning. Because the Lord is good and upright, he shows sinners how to live. The Lord is kind and true in everything he does for those who keep his covenant and his truth. His covenant under Moses, for example, speaks very easily to the entire subject of law and order and against chaos on the streets. The seventh commandment says, do not steal. That is against looting. It says, do not murder. It's against shooting policemen in ambush in their cruisers. And we are thrilled that our God was merciful to those two policemen, that the woman who was 31 years old with a 6-year-old son who was shot in both arms and in the jaw was able to get out of the cruiser, ask for help, and go over to her 25-year-old male partner, put a tourniquet on him to keep him from bleeding out until the paramedics arrived. And when they were in surgery in the hospital, there was a group outside the emergency room yelling, let them die, let them die. What have we come to in America? This is not a God country anymore. We have forgotten God and we have turned against him so often. But we are thankful for a few people that have guts to speak out. And I commend the two former black famous basketball players, Charles Barkley and Shaq, named Shaquille O'Neal, the latter being the spokesman for Office Max. You'll see his cardboard figure whenever you walk in. And both of them have sided with the police in the Breonna shooting in Louisville. They said the police fired, or the suspect fired first, and the police had a right to return fire. Oh, are they under attack by fellow blacks in the NBA who want to stir things up? And we are happy that Charles Barkley also said, do not defund the police. He said our poor black people who are innocent in their homes, when they need to call the police for help, we need police there to respond and to come. And you know how it was during the Huff riots and following, don't you, here in Cleveland? Who do the blacks call? They call the fire department, because they know if they just call the police sometime, they won't come. So they call the fire department because the police car always comes with the fire. And then they have the police there. Did you know that? Oh, ignorance destroys my people. A lot of people like to keep their heads in the sand. I don't follow politics. I don't want anything to do with it. Excuse me, the word people and politics are connected. You can't be a people without having politics. If you're married, you have vied to win the vote constantly against your partner in the arguments, and your kids have argued to win their political stance against the parents. It's all political, sorry to say, because sin has entered our world. Finally, liberty versus socialism and communism. Turn to the passage on your sheet, Deuteronomy chapter 8. And the context is Moses is warning the people before he dies, warning them before they enter the land of milk and honey, warning them before everything good is poured on them that they should be careful not to forget God. And so Moses says, be careful not to forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, regulations, and laws that I am now telling you to keep. Otherwise, there is a danger that when you have eaten all you want from Hinen's and Giant Eagle, built fine homes to live in and making realtors happy, are investing and obtaining more and more silver and gold in your IRAs and bank accounts, and everything you have is increasing, your furniture in your house, then you will get proud and you will forget the Lord your God. And have we not forgotten him in America because we are living in prosperity? And what are our great sins? Greed and envy. Envy from those who would like to have everything that the greedy people have. It says, but if you do forget the Lord your God, and you run after other gods like sports and entertainment and television and money and so forth, and you serve and worship them, I warn you today, God says, that you will certainly perish. Like the nations the Lord is destroying ahead of you, you too will perish because you did not listen to the Lord your God. Do you remember the Jews? When Nebuchadnezzar was coming to destroy Babylon, they said, it'll never happen to us. We're God's people. He would never tear down the temple. Even though God had destroyed nation after nation before, they thought they were immune. Oh, were they surprised? Because you see what Nebuchadnezzar did when he came? He took all the highfalutin women, like the Kardashians and the others that brag about all the wealth and everything, shaved their heads, took all their clothes off, and marched them 500 miles naked through the other countries on the way to Babylon to humiliate them and say, you did not continue to believe in me and you will perish in a foreign land. In fact, the land that I called Abraham from, because I am done with you, but I will bring back your children in mercy in 70 years. Don't think that America is not in line for judgment. You can kid yourself and think that you are so special that God can never hold his wrath against you. So you better hold the tide in the next national election. Well, once again, it's a simple issue. Just like the law and order issue, the socialism communist issue is very, very simple. You remember what the Apostle Paul wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in First Thessalonians? If any would not work, neither should he eat. That is against socialism. Freebie handouts to Freddy freeloaders. Of course, if a person is in true need and is destitute, yes, they are worthy of a handout, a free handout. And who should be doing it? Who used to do it? The church used to do it. But then, like, we hand all the responsibility of our children over to the pastor to train them instead of doing it at home. And just as we have handed over to the government the duty to take care of those who can't take care of themselves, we have ended up in much of socialism in our world today. But Paul says, if any would not work, neither should he eat. And I want to read you, and this will be the highlight of the sermon from the negative point of view, the words of Nikita Khrushchev, Premier of Russia, words he spoke 61 years ago at the UN when he slammed his shoe against the table. And here is a direct quote of what he said. "Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find out that you already have communism. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give it to those who are not willing." Oh, but people, communism is a beautiful thing, as Khrushchev found out. For when he retired, they exiled him to Siberia, a type of Gulag archipelago which Alexander Solzhenitsyn could tell you all about. And Martha Thatcher said it very good when she was Prime Minister of England. She said, "The problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money." Oh, don't cry for me, Parma, Strongsville, Cleveland. Oh, wait a minute, I'm wrong there. It's don't cry for me, Argentina. And if you have been following the news, there are riots in the streets in Venezuela. Friday, yesterday, too early for today yet, I guess. And why are they rioting? Because several years ago, people talked this country, Venezuela, which had either the third or the fifth best economy in the whole world, they talked them into voting in a socialistic leader. And everything has gone south. And the people are revolting in the streets now because there's no food to eat for the children. Oh, but if we have socialism in America, this time it will work. Don't be so stupid as to think that. It is a non-God program, as Paul told us in his word. Well, people, you may be surprised to know that the coming election is not about the two candidates for president. They are immaterial to it in many ways. This election is about God issues. It's about what does God want for his people. And we are his people, are we not? Believing in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are called Christians. So I tell you, make sure that you punch the chads that are in line with God's position and God's issues. And then he will bless you, and maybe he will just bless America yet, though he may not do that anymore either. He's a very patient God. Pray that he has more patience for you and me. You see, if you know anything about communism, and every one of you should go home and rent the movie Dr. Zhivago and see what happened when the proletariat took over Russia and they were going to make it so much better. What did they do at Dr. Zhivago's home? He had a big mansion type home, being rich. They moved a family in there, just said, you have to let this family move in. Because you see, communism doesn't believe in personal property possession. Everything belongs to the state. So you can just kiss your house goodbye and still probably keep making the payments on the mortgage, okay? Don't waste what Jesus did for you at the cross when he gave you the forgiveness of sins and a responsibility to be good Christian citizens. And don't end up in hell for eternity because you endorsed society's crooked and perverse ways. Don't let the world have its way in relation to homosexuality, abortion, chaos in the streets, and socialism. And I close with this passage from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16. My dear friends, you have always obeyed, and I think you have here at Bethlehem, not only when I was with you, but even more when I was absent. In the same way, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, not with nonchalantness. Since it is God who continues to work in you, thank you, Lord, that you continue to put up with us. And he works in us both to be willing and to do what is pleasing to him, not pleasing to Satan. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you will be blameless and innocent, God's children without blame, in a generation of crooked and perverted people, as you cling to the word of life. Paul then says, then I can boast on the day of Christ when he returns that I did not run in vain or work in vain. And I add from a personal point, or have preached this sermon in vain. Amen. Now may the peace of our Lord God be with you all and bring you eternal blessings. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you have a Bible question, contact me, Robert Green, through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. If you are searching for a church home, see our website and attend with us. Now, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.